Do you have a family member in aged care? If you don't, chances are it's something you'll contemplate down the track for either someone else or yourself. The spotlight is on the quality and safety of the aged care system in Australia. The first hearing of the Aged Care Royal Commission is happening this morning in Adelaide. You might have heard some of the stories from local people and their families about some terrible experiences in aged care.
Catherine Henry is a local health and aged care lawyer. She joins you now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Clearly, we can do a better job when it comes to looking after older Australians. We have heard story after story, even locally. So what will this Royal Commission focus on?
Well, as you just said, as Jenny just said, the Royal Commission will have as one of its key focuses quality and safety of aged care, and that's very welcome. There have been 20 reviews of our aged care sector since the aged care system was overhauled in 1997. By the John Howard government, and only one of those 20 inquiries has focused on the quality of care. So, yes, this Royal Commission is welcome.
Do you think it can have a big impact?
Well, it will shine a light on the adequacy of care, and it is interesting that the minister with the responsibility for aged care, Ken Wyatt, has, up until about 2 days before the Royal Commission was announced in September, often said in the public domain, we have in Australia a world-class aged care system. Well, we clearly don't. And the escalating number of media complaints, media stories, I should say, of woefully inadequate care would suggest, would strongly indicate that we haven't had and don't have a world-class aged care system. So, you know, there's a lot of material for the Royal Commission to examine, and there are high hopes.
One of the things is how complaints are handled and how we can do a better job of that. But let's go back a step. We shouldn't be getting to the complaints side of things. What can we do better to make sure there are no complaints?
Well, there are three key reform agenda items that aged care advocates have been articulating in the press for a long period of time, and I suppose the number one of those three is to introduce mandated staff to patient ratios. If that was done, then a lot of the other problems would fall away. And there is, it's good that we've got a Royal Commission. It's good that finally the government appears to be listening. But the reform process doesn't need to be stalled while the Royal Commission is running its path and running its course. There is a private members bill before the Federal House of Representatives that's been introduced by independent MP Rebecca Sharkey. And Rebecca Sharkey watched in Adelaide the horror stories coming out of the Oakden nursing home there in Adelaide, and that motivated her to introduce this private members bill, which would, if passed, address the problem that we have of woefully inadequate staff levels in our aged care homes around the country, and would introduce staff to patient ratios.
Catherine, are we expecting to hear from any local people through these public hearings?
There have been, I think, about a week after the Royal Commission was started, there'd been 300 submissions received. And I do know that there are some local people who have made submissions, and I'm actually, working on one myself with a peak body. But there are some local people who've had their stories told. A number of them have been, two of them were my clients, and they were featured on the two-part Four Corners story. So there are people locally who've had, who have some terrible stories to tell. We have local cases that are being run in the courts that highlight the problems within the aged care sector. So, yes, it's an issue that touches Newcastle and the Hunter very much.